I don't know if you saw me when I sat down over there. I have to have my book with me. Do you guys read the readings in the book along with me? I have to have my book with me. Thank you. One person over here. And then did you see Deacon Brent? He said, Father, Father, you're concerned about many things. Here's your book. He had it up his sleeve. Okay. There you go. Today we have to talk about Martha and Mary. You can see our Lord went over to their house today to be with them. How cool would it be to have our Lord come over and visit your house? Wouldn't that be nice? Would you invite our Lord over? Can you imagine what that would look like if Jesus showed up? How many things you would have ready for him, right? And so you can see why Martha was in a, could we say a tizzy? She was concerned about many things because Jesus was there. So we can understand why she was. But here's Mary at the feet of Jesus, doing absolutely nothing. Doing absolutely nothing. So we can see why Martha was not only flustered because Jesus was there, but also because the only other person in the house that was to help her out wasn't doing anything. And it's important for us to hear Jesus speak to Martha. It's important for us to hear Jesus speak to Martha. Did you notice that he says her name twice? Did you notice that? Martha. Martha. Okay, so the first time when you say somebody's names, a lot of times you're like, oh yeah, they're talking to me, right? But that second time, uh-oh. You know, it's like maybe your parents, when you were little, like they didn't just say your first name, they also said your middle name and your nickname and your last name, right? They add names to your list. Jack John Paul Jones Gardner, I'm speaking to you. And did Jesus tell Martha, you know, stop working, right? He say, stop working. He didn't tell her to stop working. So you kids, you can't use that as an excuse to your parents. I don't have to work anymore. Jesus told Martha she didn't have to work. Because that's not what Jesus' point is. Actually, work is essential. Work is essential. He didn't even tell Martha she was doing the wrong thing, necessarily. What did Jesus say? He said, Martha. Martha. You can hear him speaking to her. Because he really loves her. And he can really see that she's suffering. He says, you're concerned about many things. And Mary's better than you. He didn't say that either, did he? He didn't say. But he pointed out to her that Mary was doing something right that needs to be taken note of. He's showing that Mary is listening. Mary's listening. It's interesting to note, maybe, have you ever heard of Saint Mary? We've heard of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's her over there. But that's not the Mary in this story. That's our Blessed Mother. This is a different Mary. Have you ever heard of this Saint Mary? She's one of the saints. The church recognizes her as saint. But she's not very well known. Isn't that interesting? Who's the person that we all know? Saint Martha. How many of you heard of St. Martha before? I have. Two. There's another person. Okay. I have two volunteers so far today. How many? Have you heard of St. Martha today? Raise your hand. I have to have hands, otherwise I feel like I'm talking to myself. Thank you for helping me. St. Martha. Actually, her feast day is in 9 days. So if you ever wanted to do a, if you ever felt like Martha, or if you know somebody who suffers like St. Martha, you can pray to her for 9 days starting today. Her feast is on July 29th every year. So today is the 21st. Your novena could be marked out for you very easily. 21st, 22nd, 23rd. You'd know what day you're on all the time. It could be an easy novena for you. Just say a Hail Mary and say, St. Martha, pray for us. And St. Martha helps us to remember the importance, first of all, of having Jesus in our home. Having Jesus in our home. To really welcome him. And there's ways that we can do this. Ways that we can welcome Jesus into our home. What are the ways we can welcome Jesus into our home? Especially having a place in your home that's set aside for Jesus, for God. You saw Abraham, he busied himself, just like Martha, to make sure that these three mysterious strangers would have something to eat, a place in his home. So what can you do in your house? Make sure there's a crucifix in each room, a place where no matter where you are in the house, you can see God is in this home. Another great way is to literally put like a picture of Jesus and the Blessed Mother, or have like a table set up. How many of you have tables set up in your room just for God in your house? You know? Don't raise your hands. Good. It should be a table or a room. You can have a whole room set aside. I know some people who have a whole room just set aside in their house just for God, so that they can sit like Martha and Mary and listen to Jesus. And then also to have your daily prayers there. Don't underestimate the power of your daily prayers. You're busy in this life. We're very busy. There's lots of things going on. Jesus is saying to us, Martha, Martha, I'm here. I can help you. I can help you. I know what you need. I know what you need. You're suffering. You're suffering. Did you see what St. Paul said about suffering today? He's really crazy. He said, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. He needs some help if he's saying that. How many of us rejoice in our sufferings for the sake of others? There's a real power in that. He says, in my flesh, I'm filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of the church to bring to completion the word of God. In other words, in his sufferings, he's bringing about the kingdom of God. When we suffer with Jesus, God's graces come abundantly into our lives. He says, now this gift that's been given to him, this suffering for the sake of the church, has been manifested to the holy ones, to everyone who's listening. Martha, Martha. And he invites us to unite our sufferings with Jesus. And that's what we do when we pray in that place in our homes. When you pray in that place in your home. So remember the power of uniting your sufferings to Jesus. Remember to welcome him into your home. Welcome him into your home. And that's what you do when you come to Mass. You welcome him into your heart when you receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. When you just spend time. You're all like Mary's today. Just looking at the face of Jesus. And hear Jesus calling your name. Let's prepare our hearts now to receive Jesus in this Holy Eucharist. He comes to us right here in this altar.